Okay, and we're back. Somebody came up to me at the break, by the way, and pointed out something very interesting, made an interesting comment, that they thought that they were going to get the most benefit from talking to my colleagues. And he pointed out that even though he found meeting, shaking the hands, and talking to these incredibly powerful, wealthy, successful, happy people, and listening to them and talking to them, he said he actually found he was getting more benefit and an increase in belief that this works from talking to other members or other, many of you, the other people that are here in the seminar learning this for the first time. And there's a reason for that, because when you start actually listening to other people and getting their first impressions as well, you can see that you're not the only person thinking these things. You're being amazed by this material, sometimes skeptical of this material, but excited to see if this material really works. So it's really interesting to see what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow and over the next couple of weeks for you, because when you start applying this in real life, and you're going to see how it's going to change, how things in your life are going to change, because you're going to be making some changes. Remember, if you want things in your life to change, whether it's your finances, your relationships, your health, your weight, the way you feel, if you want things in your life to change, you're going to have to change things in your life. You can't continue to think the way you've always thought. You can't continue to believe like you've always believed. You can't continue to do all the same things. Waking up at the same time, eating the same foods, doing the same routines, saying the same words, thinking the same thoughts, hanging out with the same people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going to see some tremendous changes. And by the way, somebody grabbed me at the break and said, "Did you call him King?" Yes. Well, the official title is Royal Highness. But we know each other, and it's kind of that's how I refer to him. But yes, you should be calling him Royal Highness. But in this setting, we're a little more informal. And again, I'm very particularly pleased that, again, these individuals took time out of their schedules, because I know the importance of this, not just for you and the people listening to the CDs, but we all agree, we think that getting this knowledge out to more people who can start using it to better their own lives will better the world in general. We're really excited to be part of this. We think it's an incredible mission, and sharing this information and getting you to grasp onto it and apply it, we think is going to be very, very helpful to not only you as individuals, but also all of your respective countries where you come from and the world as a whole. All right, so let's carry on, shall we? So, at this point, you should understand how it works. It being the procedure, the technique on how to make whatever you want happen in your life, how to get whatever you want. Now, the interesting thing is, in the training balance scale, if you notice, we haven't talked about the how. We haven't talked about techniques or procedures, because those are completely irrelevant. When you understand law of attraction and you understand that your thinking is what creates it in your life, the how becomes completely irrelevant. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're desiring a Cadillac, and if I were to ask you, how are you going to get it, there may be no rational, logical, visible explanation on how you could possibly get this new Cadillac. Or if your desire is to pay off all your credit cards and to get out of debt, and if I were to ask you, how do you expect to do that? You may look on your radar screen of everything you know in your life, and you can say, there isn't a how. Based on what's on my radar screen, there is categorically no way on God's green earth for me to get out of debt. If you say, I want to lose 40 pounds, you may say, listen, I've tried every diet in the world. And on my radar screen, if you would ask me how I'm going to do this, I have no willpower. My metabolism's low. My thyroid doesn't work properly. Everybody in my family's overweight. I've tried to lose weight before. I hate exercise. I love to eat. There's no way I can see my, I could, there's no way I can tell you, no rational, logical explanation of how I'm going to get out of debt. If you're looking to get a better job, you can say, based on my skills, I have no college education. Based on all the facts, there's no way. The economy in my community is terrible. Based on all the facts, nobody's hiring. Based on all the facts, I've already been fired from 3 jobs, have a terrible resume. Based on all the facts, you could say, there's no rational way that I could explain to you why I will get a better job, a better high-paying job, a more fulfilling job. I cannot tell you how that could possibly happen. And that's the point. Because you're looking on your radar screen, and when you look in your radar screen, there's no rational reason. But when you understand how this works, that when you fire off from your brain and transmit a frequency of what you want, law of attraction will make the thousands of variables from the economy, from your job, your boss, your company situation. Everything is in play and everything is moving. And all the things, 99.9% of all the stuff is off your radar screen anyway. You can't see it. You can't even imagine it. And there are trillions of bits of data and information and variables and situations and coincidences and circumstances and people that are off your radar screen that are being affected by your thought. So when you put that thought out there, when you put out that vibrational frequency of what you want with power and intensity, with consistent duration of transmission, it will create everything to start moving in a manner which you could not comprehend. Even the highest mathematical genius in the world couldn't figure it out. The pattern, the synergy, the coordinating of movements, you couldn't figure it out, but the universe does, because the law of attraction says that which you put out, the vibration you put out, will attract that vibration back. It's the law of attraction, and everything will start shifting and moving, and provided you have no doubt, which is belief, provided you have no doubt, which means you have high belief that it's going to happen, and you are sitting in a place of expectation as if it's already happened, then it comes flying into you at record-breaking speed. And we'll come in at the right point, the best point for you.